It's a massive honour. When I started playing netball for England, I never thought that I would have the privilege of leading an England team.
We're really excited to have another pinnacle event in the UK for our sport, and our sport's only going to grow from having it on our home turf.
We want to be playing on the world stage and we want to be playing against the world best, so we'll go in without any fear and really, really looking forward to that battle.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
It's a Netball Show from the Netball World Cup in Liverpool with Mizuno. Tuesday is finally here. By the way, reminder, tickets might still be available, limited numbers, at the box office at the arena, or you can also check online nwc2019.co.uk/tickets. You need to be a part of this.
Great to be part of the Netball Show.
Yay! The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
Woo!
Once again, it is a Netball World Cup from Liverpool. Netball World Cup from Liverpool.
We're still here.
Fran, let's have a look now at some of the activities that are going on in and around the arena at the fan park. Busy again.
Oh, it's crazy busy out there again. Still hordes of crowds coming in and trying to get involved in netball. And that's what we wanted to create as part of the Legacy Programme. We launched the biggest summer of netball that allows people across the whole country to participate. But we also wanted to put some great events on around the tournament itself in Liverpool for people, for fans coming up visiting. So we've got a whole host of different things. We've actually hired a huge exhibition hall right next to the arena where every day we're doing different events. So down in Hall C, right next to the warm-up courts for the players, we've got 2 full-sized courts. We've got inflatable pop-up workshop homes, so hubs if you like. We've got a huge big screen that's televising all the matches.
Yeah.
And we want to create this unique fan experience for those girls. And then on Tuesday and Friday, we're hosting what we're really excited about, an international coaching and officiating conference. We've opened it up to the whole world. We've got attendees, coaches and officials from across the whole world coming in. And I think we've got the best lineup ever of deliverers.
Yeah.
So from a coaching perspective, we've got a whole host of Super League coaches. We've got England coaches. We've got ex-England coaches. We've got ex-Australian coaches. We've got the current South African coach, Norma Plummer, if the schedule allows. And on the officiating side of things, we're hoping Gary Burgess will make an appearance, sneak in from the arena. If not, he will appear virtually. And we've got our top officiating tutors, assessors and international assessors and workforce coming in to deliver that conference. So we've got about 230 people already signed up across those 2 days. On the other days in Hall C, we're running workshops for the local legacy project. People coming in from wards across Liverpool, where we've been trying to get inactive women active and recognising the benefits of netball. So there's loads of things going on down there. And then right outside the arena, we've got a unique space called Piazza. So Piazza is the space right in front of the big wheel, right in front of Drury's and Pullman Hotel and the arena itself. And there
where
we've
the big
got,
wheel is and where it. The big orange is.
Absolutely, yeah, where the carnival's happening at the
Yay.
Moment. We've got a pop-up netball court out there and we've got an inflatable beehive because we've launched Bee Netball recently and we want people to come in and have a go. So they're at the moment, I've just come from that area, there's hordes of people out there playing netball on a pop-up court. We'll mix it up, we'll do some competitions, we'll do some prizes, we'll do some Q&As with players, we'll do some giveaways. But it's a really for the immediate netball family when they're entering the arena to have some fun stuff to do. Then 6 minutes down the road, we've got Fan Park. Now, if you haven't been to Fan Park, you need to make a special visit. It's in Liverpool One, right at the heart of the shopping centre, with lovely places to eat surrounding it. And it's a big, lovely open grass area. So when its sun is shining, it's amazing. Huge screen that's screening all the matches, deck chairs, bean bags. Come and have your lunches up there. But as well as that, we've got a pop-up court, another pop-up court, bigger than we've got on Piazza. And every day we're doing different activations. So we'll be doing walking netball demos followed by the ability for the public to come and have a go. We're going to be doing some highlighting some of our new para-netball, our disability stuff that I know you've featured previously in one of the podcasts when Rich came and spoke to you. There's face painters, there's hair braiders, there's people on hand to sign up people that have never heard about netball and just see it as they're strolling through the shops and want to give it a go. So we can try and direct them to sessions across the country. there's Jaffa activating, there's some inflatable Jaffa assault courses up there. Red Bull have got a double-decker bar up there, so there's lots of good music going on. So it's, again, a lovely festival feel. So we've got kind of three zones as well as the arena in play here. So if you're up here, make sure you know what's happening across all of those schedules.
And again, the influence that it'll hopefully have on netball as well.
Absolutely. We know that there are people here, not just from the Northwest, but from across the whole country. And some of them are fans that followed us from the Commonwealth Games that have never got on a court. So our objective is to give them the very best experience and hope when they go back home, they pop in their postcode to our session finder and they actually start to get active and recognise the physical, mental and social benefits that this lovely sport can bring.
Pretty busy then, no doubt, for everybody coming to the park, but how about yourself? You got a minute to yourself?
It's crazy. I am walking from place to place, checking in on volunteers. We've got 500 volunteers helping us to run this event, and they're doing a fantastic job already. So I'm kind of going through all the zones, making sure everything's in play, checking in, doing some media and some radio interviews and things. But I'm just enjoying every second, Andy. I love this. This is what we've been waiting for. We bid for this event 7 years ago, I think, now. And it's come round really quickly. And it will go really quickly as well. So we have to make the most
of it.
And let's hope we walk away with gold medals round our neck, the Vitality Roses at the end of this.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
I'm Natalie Morris and this is The Netball Show with Mizuno. As the England Netball Heritage Archive opens in Huddersfield, we're going to hear from England Netball President Lindsay Sartori, who's been telling us more about her role and the importance of the archive for future generations.
I've been England Netball President for the last 3.5-4 years. My role is to represent the interests of the membership and the participants in netball, and that's everybody, administrators, officials, players, the whole works, on a very informal basis. So I don't have any legal responsibilities apart from to support the board in protecting the heritage of the game and the legacy of the game and the values of the game. So that's what I do. I usually turn up to events as completely diverse. I have given the Australian team their medals in front of a packed crowd at the Copper Box.
Are you nervous?
And the main thing is that always reminds me, they are so tall. They are so tall. So I am a little bit nervous that I'm going to get it over their heads without me standing on tiptoes, but they're very, very nice and polite. But it's very diverse. I love every moment of it. And I just like, sometimes I'm sitting on the side just chatting to parents who have, so Netball Europe, for example, you had a lot of parents who were there at an international event for the first time with their 16-year-old, even younger, some of them, over the last weekend, just getting excited about the possibility of them being roses in the future. So I am interested and enthusiastic about all things netball.
And being based in London in the southeast as well, aren't you? So that would have included the world record attempt, wouldn't it?
It did. It did. Gosh, that was an interesting weekend. Can I remember all the details of it? It was based in Whitechapel, Sports Centre in Whitechapel, and we had to have continuous netball playing to beat the netball world record, and we wanted to do over 90 hours of that because it was part of the celebrations for England Netball's 90th birthday. So I was there for not as long as many, but I did about 3 stints there. At about 1 o'clock in the morning, I think I remember umpiring just to keep the game moving because so many of the people who were taking part had been going for such a long period of time. I remember putting out on a Saturday night some emergency tweets and items on Facebook, and then in the next morning people were queuing up to come in to be part of the final, I think it was about the final 24 hours, and they all came along because we had some gaps. We didn't have enough teams, but teams came from all over the country, came down to play at all unusual hours because it was a 24-hour continuous thing. and we also got the Guinness Book of Records medal and certificate for doing that. So a big effort by lots of people involved, and just one of the things that we did for the 90th anniversary of England Netball.
Am I right in thinking you'll be involved with the Golden Globes and Volunteer of the Year Awards as well?
Yes, that one of the responsibilities, a delightful one I have to say, of the President is to chair the Golden Globes Awards Committee. So it's an annual event where all parts of the country nominate, have their own competitions actually, or their own nominations and nomination panels. They then put forward their winners. Many of the regions have Golden Globe events where they will do a proper presentation. Then their winners then come forward to the National Golden Globe Awards evening, which takes place usually in mid-September. This year, though, it is taking place in the middle of the Netball World Championships in Liverpool, many of whom do not know that they're going to win. And it is just delightful. And we like to say well done to volunteers that have done so much. So, and so do the Roses as well. So Tracy is almost always at these events, as many of the national team will be there. And for volunteers to receive their awards for what are often tremendous number of years service in lots of different ways to netball, to receive it from one of the Roses is absolutely fantastic. It's a very rewarding and very important part of England Netball's year, the Golden Globe Awards.
And maybe not just the Com Games Gold, but your time being involved with the sport as well. You must have seen that increase in uptake and participation as well.
Oh, absolutely. I think when I first joined the board, which was in the early 2000s, we were trying to get membership above 50, maybe 60,000. Post the Commonwealth Games, our membership and participation, or increased participation, is over 130,000, so more than doubling in what must be, I suppose, 10, 15 years. A lot of that, though, has come in the last 4 or 5 years from the increased exposure of netball on television. So the Super League, it started off gently and quietly and now is one of the major sporting events, I think, in the country. And we are having foreign players coming over here as much as our players are going over to Australia and New Zealand. So the Super League is the primary showcase for our game outside of the international tournaments. So yes, and that helps youngsters see netball very close too. When I started out looking at netball, it was maybe one or two opportunities every 2 or 3 years to actually see the game live at the national standard. And so nowadays youngsters can see it almost every week and then go to the big events. We have quite a lot of internationals every year. You can get very close to the side of the court. You can go and get autographs. It's a tremendously different environment to get inspired. And that's the point, I think. All of this promotion from all parts of the country and indeed the world of netball means that young girls can see what they can aspire to, what they can achieve themselves when they're of an age to be in the national team. So that's, I think, the main contributor to the increased numbers. And that goal, so many people saw Helen Housby's goal and they turned around and thought, gosh, this is a good, exciting game. Why have we just thought it was all about school netball?
Walking netball would have obviously contributed to that.
The partnership that we have with the WI and walking netball, again, another event over the last month that I've attended to support the launch by the WI of their highly successful program for getting active and for getting women active, possibly more of them later in life, and walking netball was the perfect partnership for them. And we had a wonderful afternoon where the most memorable thing, if you haven't seen a walking netball game, is the great fun everybody has. And I know that one of the values of netball is about having fun. And if you can't have fun, you don't want to take part. Whatever age you are, you need to have fun. And these walking netballers, they certainly have fun. Whether they can play as well as they would like to, whether their legs do what their brains want them to do, it doesn't matter. That they have really good fun. Teamwork and that's what the game's all about. And so, yes, you're right, walking netball has contributed to the number of participants as well. And why not?
Thanks so much for listening, and remember, we are always online at thenetballshow.co.uk.
It's a massive honour. When I started playing netball for England, I never thought that I would have the privilege of leading an England team.
We're really excited to have another pinnacle event in the UK for our sport, and our sport's only going to grow from having it on our home turf.
We want to be playing on the world stage, and we want to be playing against the world best, so we'll go in without any fear and really, really looking forward to that battle.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.